Good morning and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, your guide over the next few minutes. And the morning meditation, what we do is actually start off the week with this, and it's an excellent way to start off every day. Now, every week there's a different theme or focus that helps you to flow forward by clearing your consciousness and your conscious and unconscious blocks. And then after that, we create a space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. Okay? Now, the focus for this week is moving into emotional balance. And without any further ado, let's get started. So I'd like you to first make sure that you are sitting with your back straight. Your feet are flat on the floor. Hands are in your lap and your eyes are closed. And begin taking a few nice, deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale. And again, a nice deep breath from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine, and exhale again. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. This tree trunk has roots that go all the way down into the center of the earth, embedded into the core, where it's absolutely immovable. And you are firmly, securely planted on top of the tree trunk. Continuing to breathe. Now envision you're surrounded by a large bubble. That bubble represents your aura, which is an electromagnetic energy field. And just imagine that the edge of this bubble is no more than 18 inches around your entire body, over your head, under your feet, on every side, and that this bubble has a stiff eggshell edge to it, and it's a beautiful golden vibration. And I want you to imagine outside of your bubble a giant violet flaming wall. This wall is burning from the ground up about 3 feet in front of you. Now continue to breathe, taking nice deep and easy breaths. And we're going to move into clearing the chakra system. There are 7 primary chakras all along the spine. And each chakra is an energy center that helps you to balance and regulate the 4 bodies, your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual bodies. So as you breathe deeply, I'd like for you to exhale out through the chakra that we're working on. And as you breathe out, the energy from that chakra will be released and the burning violet flame will welcome and pull that unwanted energy into itself where it purifies it. So put your attention on your first chakra located at the base of your spine. And this chakra is a wonderful place as you breathe through, take a nice deep breath in, and exhale out through that first chakra right at the tailbone. And begin to release any energy that may keep you in a place of being stuck financially. Maybe there's a lot of worry or different causes or reasons why your health is not in the best, most excellent shape it could be. Allow yourself to release any energy from this first chakra that would in any way keep you in a place of lack, would keep you in a place of not being able to fully take care of yourself and live the life that you desire. So just inhale and then exhale out through this first chakra and allow the violet flame to receive the energy that you're ready to release at this moment. And now put your attention on your second chakra, which is located about 2 inches below the belly button. It too is along the spine. And this chakra is a wonderful place for you to clear all forms of fear energy. And fear energy can feel like anger or depression, remorse, regret. It can feel like jealousy. It can feel like guilt or many of the other types of feelings that we have, but these are often steeped in fear. So this is a great opportunity to let go of any and all fear energy that you're holding on to right now. As well, let go of any sexual energy, whether it's with a partner, a stranger. Perhaps it's energy from the past that is time for you to let go of a sexual nature or a person in some way. Just let it all go so that you may have your energy fully for yourself. Very good. And put your attention now on your third chakra, located behind your stomach. And as you inhale and exhale out through that chakra, release any energy that would in any way, shape, or form try to take power over you. Just let it go. Maybe it's an addiction of some kind. Maybe it's someone who's trying to control you. Perhaps it's an energy where you're busy trying to take control and not allowing divine source to be in charge. Whatever it is, as you exhale, let it go into the aura, into the violet flame past the aura bubble. The flame will gently receive it and purify this energy. And now put your attention on your fourth chakra, which is located behind your heart. And as you gently breathe through this chakra, release any energy that keeps you from completely loving yourself. Release all the energy that would keep you from loving others in any way. If you are in a place of non-forgiveness of yourself or others, this is a great time to simply let go. Move into unconditional love. And it doesn't matter whether the energy that's being released, if you can see it or not, feel it or not, hear it. Know that what you're ready to release at this time is leaving you. And put your attention now at the base of your throat, where your fifth chakra is. And this is a great place as you inhale and exhale to release any energy that would in any way stop you from expressing yourself absolutely divinely as this beautiful spirit you are. Let go of any energy around the fact that you believe you can't create, or where you may feel stuck in your actual creation. No matter what it is, creation of a business, creation of having a child, creation of a new home, whatever it is, let the energy go. Let go of any energy that would block you from great communication, where you've said too much or not enough. If you have in any way felt stagnated in your true self-expression, this is the time and the opportunity as you breathe through the fifth chakra at the base of your throat to let it go. And put your attention at your sixth chakra. This chakra is located right in the center of your head. Directly in the center of your head. This is also known as a third eye. And for all judgment that you may have about any person, place, or thing, as you inhale and exhale through this chakra, it's a great place to release all forms of judgment. Every energy has its own purpose. Every energy is perfect just the way it is. Very good. Letting it go completely and totally. And put your attention on your seventh chakra, which is at the top of your head. And this is the chakra where you simply know what you know. So if there's any doubt or uncertainty about yourself, about what you're doing, about others around you, about your life, this is a great opportunity to release the doubt, the uncertainty, so that you can move into a place of full awareness and complete knowing that you are moving forward in a productive and desired way. Let go of intellectualizing and rationalizing. Often they provide excuses why we move into a place of it's too hard, we can't, we're not able to. Just let all that go. Very good. And as you continue to breathe, just let go of any additional energy in your aura that may have gotten stuck there. Just make sure that as you inhale and exhale, you're clearing any residue energy. Remember, the violet flame is accepting it, even gently pulling it from you as you let it go to take it into itself and purify it. That violet flame is a very powerful tool. All right, so now put your focus at your second chakra. Again, that's 2 inches below your belly button. And know that this chakra regulates your emotional feelings and sexuality. So as you take deep, connected breaths, you're going to clear all forms of emotional fear. Just continue to do this. I know we started this a moment ago. But on the deepest of levels, release this fear based on feelings that really prevent you from taking care of your basic needs and your desires. Again, this energy may show up in the way of images, sounds, sensations in your body, feelings that you have on an emotional level, memories, belief systems, or you might just simply know what you're ready to let go of right now. Don't hold back. Don't try to figure out what it is. Don't get caught up in something that presents itself and you're wanting to find out what it might be. Just simply let it go. It doesn't matter. Fear is one of the two emotions that you have. And there are several feelings that are based in fear that really can stop you cold from completing what you've worked hard to accomplish. So allow the violet flaming wall to take all of that fear. And imagine now, as you look into the wall, look into that violet flaming wall, what does the fear actually look like? What does that fear look like in that flame? What is the shape of it? The color of it? What form is it taking? What image does it present itself as? What's the texture of it? Just let fear appear in the way that it does as it represents itself to you. Don't intellectualize it or even rationalize it. Just go with what you get. What does fear feel like on the surface? Is it anxious, guilt, shame-ridden? Is it frustration or overwhelm? Is it greed, grief, anger? Is it hatred or lack? Whatever it is, connect with the feeling of this fear. Connect with the feeling of the fear. And allow yourself now to move into the center of that form, that fear. Whatever form, color, shape it's taken, move into the center of it. Just literally allow yourself to go into it as deeply as you can until you hit the center of fear. Don't be afraid. Go as far into the center of that form as you possibly can. All the way into it. And what does that center look like? What does the center of fear look like? What form does it have? What emotional feeling does it have? As you see the form of the center of fear and experience the feelings of what it is, do so fully and completely as much as you can in this moment. And once you go to the middle of that place, I want you to then go into the middle of that form. Go into the middle of that form of fear and see what it looks like. What is the emotional feeling of this energy's center? Each and every time you move into the center, you are going deeper and deeper into this fear. You are connecting with what each form of fear looks like and what it feels like. If it begins to feel as a very intense experience, keep breathing. Allow yourself to have those breaths stay connected and breathe through the intensity, breathe through the fear, breathe through the energy that comes up as you see it and feel it. And now go into the center of that form of fear that you've been looking at. Move deeper into its center and its core. And notice what that center form looks like and what it feels like. Breathing every step of the way and going deeper and deeper into the core of each form and each level of fear. And keep going into the center of that fear and into the center of the next form. Allow yourself to just keep going deeper and deeper into the center, connecting with each feeling and paying attention to all the different forms that fear takes. Keep breathing. By now, the deepest center of fear that you have gone may appear as a brilliant light. If it is, that's great. If it's not, that's great too for right now. By going into the center of fear at all of these different levels, you are breaking up the emotion, and you're clearing away all of those deep feelings. Now we focused on the fear, and again, you've been able to just break up and clear this energy. But the other emotion that I did not speak about yet that you have is unconditional divine love. So you have fear as one emotion and unconditional divine love as the other emotion. And at this time, I'd like for you to see the form of love in the violet flame. Fear has now been completely purified and burned up in the flame. And allow yourself to see the form, the shape, the color of unconditional love in the violet flame. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. Allow love to present itself in, again, whatever color or shape, form or image that it does. Feel the emotional resonance of love. What does it look like? What does it completely feel like? Does it feel like happiness or contentment? Is there excitement, enthusiasm? Do you feel fantastic? A lot of goodness? Is it thrilling? Is it joyful? Now go into the center of that love form and see what the center of that love form looks like. Just as you did with fear, now you are doing this with unconditional divine love. Go into the center of it. Connect with the way it feels. with what it looks like, with how it presents itself to you. And go into the center of that loving form and feel what that feels like as well. And one more time, go into the center of that form of glorious love and connect with the absolute essence of the center of that love and experience the full vibration of what love feels like. Allow this feeling and the beauty of this love to permeate your entire body. The feeling that you are experiencing right now of absolute, unconditional, divine love at its deepest core, let it completely permeate your whole body. Watch as the light of love, purified, moves from the flame and into your body. And as it moves into your body, into your heart, continue to breathe and experience the feeling of being completely bathed and washed with this love. Experience it fully and wholeheartedly. And continue to breathe as you move into aligning yourself in emotional balance. Very good. Now this is a focus for your second chakra. And as you put your attention there, notice that your second chakra is a luscious orange color vibration, 2 inches below the belly button, along the spine. That second chakra begins to move into the color vibration of that beautiful orange color vibration. And now surround yourself with a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun, a huge, bright, golden sun, and absorb as much of this sun as you possibly can. Experience the love that also exists within this sun, so you are filled with love from the inside out and the outside in. And when you're ready, you may come back into the room. Thank you for being with me on this morning miracle meditation. And for further information about me or what Center of Light has to offer, you may go to centeroflightmiracles.org. The About page, you'll find out a little more about who I am, Lynn Herod Diverges, and the live current.